after the onslaught they've seen. But sadly, new cases are surging in Spain as we speak. Here at home, the government has set up a very useful website which you may want to access to find out what is going on. And this is fairly up-to-date information that is available. The important thing is you don't need data or airtime to access it. So go to, this is one word, coronavirus.datafree.co, coronavirus.datafree.co, and this is so you can receive that up to date information about the coronavirus. And we also urge you, if you want to kick back and you've had enough of all these stats and all the facts around coronavirus, you just want to take a break from that as you prepare yourself for the official social distancing that kicks in on Friday, you can go to socialdistancing.co.za. That's a special website we've set up for you to be able to just kick back, relax with some of the features, some of the magazine type content that we've prepared for you. And there you'll find all Azza's forays into restaurant menus, some of the lovely books that Eusebius has done on his literature. Humanitarian organization Gift of the Givers just doesn't take a break. I mean, these guys are really going 24/7, helping in every major crisis that seems to crop up in our society. And they're at it again with the rise of the coronavirus here in South Africa. Right now, they're setting up testing centres to fast-track the coronavirus self-screening. And founder of Gift of the Givers, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, is about to give us a list of where to go if you want to get tested. Dr. Suleiman, good afternoon, and thank you very much for being with us, as always. So I see you are setting up these testing facilities. Would you give us some idea of exactly what you're going to do there?
Good afternoon, Joanne. Yes, the first one is already running. We had it on last week, Monday, in Mayfair West. That was a trial center to see, and there's a lot of reasons why we've done it, but it was a trial center to see how it operates, what the challenges are, do we get the specimen in time, can we get it to the accredited laboratory in time, how soon can we get the results, what's the feeling of the patients, what's the feeling of those doing the test, what's the feeling of the neighbors in the building, and all those kind of issues to see how it works. It has worked exceptionally well, but it's not a drive-through. And a drive-through is the ideal system where it's minimal risk, minimal contamination, no anxiety from the neighbors and everybody around. So we're looking, so whilst practicing and getting all the other elements right, the laboratory, the courier services, because remember, many courier services said, no, we don't want to carry corona specimens in our vehicles.
Right.
So you had that challenge. Then you found one that was accredited by the health department and is ready to carry to samples anywhere in the country. So it was like learning curves, step by step, and finding the right solution. And then yesterday we got a breakthrough. We found a place where we can actually do a drive-through, and believe it or not, it's at Wits University. Wits University has given us a ground, a car park. Adam Habib spoke to me yesterday, as well as the chairperson of the convocation spoke to our team, and today they said, yes, you can have the place. So the Mayfair West one will now move to Wits University,
right,
and has many, many added advantages. And then at the same time, today we've confirmed Ahmed Al Qadi Hospital in Durban, but not in the hospital itself. Again, you'll have anxiety and stress. So it's a building just a couple hundred meters away, part of the hospital complex, but not anybody inside there. It's like a free building, a drive-through. And the other good news is that we've got a Metropolitan Life Medical Aid building in Tiger Valley in Cape Town as the third one, as the first three that we want to perfect before we do the other ones. And there's many requests from many sites throughout the country, but one step at a time.
So that's a lot, Dr. Suleiman, that you've managed to accomplish in a very short time in so many cities. What sort of capacity do you have at each of these testing centres?
Capacity is not the problem. The problem is the availability of test kits.
That's the problem.
No, first of all, there's a shortage, a worldwide shortage, and now with airports being closed, means less flights are coming because all the stuff is imported. Nothing is made in South Africa, this type of kids. So with the airports closures and less planes coming, that presents a challenge. And now with the lockdown and the cases increasing and more stress and more anxiety in society, more and more people are coming. Although more and more people are coming, I need to stress there are criteria. We just don't test anybody. There are laid down criteria to follow before you can test anybody. But while saying that, there's a restriction or a difficulty in getting kids. We got some good news earlier in the week. A company called us. Oh, and there's another thing I need to clear. There's two types of tests. The one test a lot of people are trying to promote is the finger prick test.
Yes.
That test is not acceptable in South Africa. It's not recognized. Apparently, there's a lot of flaws with it, and the results are not correct.
Right.
So if anybody tells you finger prick test, it's the wrong test. If they tell you swab test in the nose, that's the right test.
All right.
So you need to understand that.
So this is not meant to be a blood test, Dr. Suleiman? Yeah.
Sorry?
This is not a blood test that ought to be carried out. It's a nasal swab that needs to be done. Right.
Everybody's talking about the rapid test, and we can get it at this price and at that price, and there's thousands of kits coming, and we're doing it for this company and that company. It's the wrong test. It's not accepted by the NICD, not by the health department, not by the NHLS. And they said, yes, it's certified in China, but it's not certified to be used in South Africa.
Right.
We need to be very, very clear. We did that test. You could be a walking time bomb. You could be positive, and the test could have said negative. So please remember, if anybody wants to do a blood test, don't take like a sugar test. It's the wrong one. The right one is the nasal swab. Now, up till now, we only had like a limited capability of the nasal swab, and that was a problem because as the queues increased, the test results started falling backwards. Initially, when it started off, they said 24 hours, you get your result. Now, in some cases, the results are coming 8 to 13 days later, which by that time, the quarantine period is almost over too.
Yes, yes.
So it's a major, major problem, and it's causing anxiety because people are sticking. I touched the guy, he was positive. You know what? Am I positive? Am I negative? What do I do with my life? So it complicates things. So on Monday, Wednesday? Yeah, Monday, it's like last week, not Monday, last week. So one of the companies called us and said, look, the test is acceptable. It's called PCR. It's a test for the swab that tests for the virus, not for the antibodies. The blood test for the antibodies, the PCR test for the virus. So they said, look, fortunately, there were some old machines that used to test for the human papilloma virus.
Mm-hmm.
We've modified test kits in America. It has just been approved by the FDA. And this kit, it's a cartridge, can actually go into the old machine, so you don't need a new machine.
Right.
You save a lot of money.
Yes.
And the advantage of this kit is that you can put 16 kits in one machine, and you get the results in 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So now from 13 days, you bring it down to 45 minutes.
Right.
And from one test, it's 16 tests. And if you've got two or three machines, you just keep multiplying. 48 tests in 45 minutes. But that's going to be a major, major improvement in the turnaround for results. So to answer your question about capacity, once you have this machine, there is no issue. The capacity problem comes when you can't see like 500 people in one day in one venue.
Mm.
You don't want overcrowding.
Yes.
You don't want social contact. You don't want contamination. You don't want too many people hanging around you. So it's done purely by appointment according to the NICD rules. You phone in and you ask you a couple of questions. If your answers are incorrect, we can't test you. You can't come, and we'll tell you why you can't come, and you're wasting your money. And then we tell you when you can come, if there's a possibility that you may have to come. And then you come in a car, you have to drive in by appointment, you get a reference number, you don't just walk in, and you don't get off the car. We test you while you're sitting in the car.
All right.
So there's minimal contact,
yes.
And that way everybody's safe and everybody's happy. And if we get this new machine, in 45 minutes, while you're driving back home, we can tell you, you know what's your problem.
And Dr. Suleiman, when are you expected to get that new equipment?
They said the equipment we got, the kids, I just wrote to them now.
Yes.
They wanted a letter in writing from them. They say after the 1st of April. So we're saying, let's say 3rd or 4th of April, maybe even 5th. And I've already placed the order if they can give me, you know, for several thousand kids at one hit.
All right. Well, that's wonderful to hear. Just one last question. What do your tests cost?
The test is $750, and that's what I need to clear. It's not, the money doesn't come to gift of the givers.
Right.
We're not charging for the test. We facilitated people in the chain to make the prices lower because some people have been paying between 1,000 and 1,600 rand for the same test.
Yes.
So it makes it very unaffordable for the public. And then if they go to the government facilities, which is free, it means you're putting pressure on the government services, which we don't want people to do.
Right.
If you can afford it, please go pay for it yourself and take the burden of the government services. So it's $750. It includes the charge we pay for the nurse whoever takes the swab, the place where it's collecting the minimal fee, the courier cost to bring it from Johannesburg or wherever to Durban, the lab fee in Durban, the kit itself in Durban, the cost of that kit is very expensive, which is important, and then the fee associated with providing all the information to the NICD.
Right.
We don't get any money in the process. We just spoke to everybody to bring the price down.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Dr. Suleiman. Look forward to hearing from you, especially once you've received that kit. And we also hope to put someone in touch with you. We had a pilot call into the program yesterday, Carl Jensen, who told us that they would like to put their aviation services at the disposal of anyone who requires that. So if you are an organization, and perhaps Gift of the Givers is one such organization that may require that kind of assistance, we're happy to put you in touch. 702 is happy to act as a conduit and connect people who may be able to help other people during this crisis. That was Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, head of Gift of the Givers.